This is the Mitch Albom Show on News Talk 760 WJR.
The past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad brag. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
That was the voice of Lou Gehrig in the famous speech that he gave at Yankee Stadium when he had been diagnosed with what would ultimately become known as Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as ALS. We just heard the news that Major League Baseball has agreed to hold an annual day, a sport-wide Lou Gehrig Day, starting this season, June 2nd, where all the teams will participate by wearing a jersey patch, celebrating Lou Gehrig, and the logo for ALS will be displayed around stadiums. This is, as someone who obviously is very involved with ALS, and of course I wrote the book Tuesdays with Maury. Maury died from ALS. I even joked with him about the famous Lou Gehrig speech, and I said to him, you know, remember that? Yeah, today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. And Maury said, well, I didn't say that. And many, many people who have ALS don't say that. But the fact that baseball has now decided to make this day and from now on is directly a result of a couple of people out in the community, not baseball itself, who got the idea and tried to persuade Major League Baseball to do it. One of those was singer and songwriter Brian Wayne Gallantine, who was diagnosed with ALS about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and texted friends in the ALS community saying, you think it would be possible, maybe we could go to baseball and get them to do something with Lou Gehrig like they've done with Jackie Robinson. It has now come to pass, and while Brian Gallantine did not live long enough to see this day, it is in his honor that we welcome his wife, Stacy Gallantine, to just talk about this. Stacy, a pleasure to have you on our program.
Thank you so much, Mitch. I'm so grateful to be here today.
Tell us when this started to become sort of, I don't even want to, passion maybe too weak a word, obsession maybe, for Brian to get this thing happening.
Yeah, it's funny because I use the word passion, but you know what? You're right. Obsession probably is more the right word. You know, and I said to someone yesterday that, you know, Brian's passion, I think growing up, a dream of his was to play baseball. He played in college and then was injured. But he always said growing up, you know, he wanted to be a part of Major League Baseball. And, you know, then comes ALS and this diagnosis, and it became his purpose to bring awareness to ALS. And I shared, you know, this is something where you get to take your passion, and I think I'm going to change it to obsession now. I like that word better. But you get to take your passion and marry it with now your purpose. And he did. He absolutely did that. And, you know, he had this idea. You know, he just said, we did it for Jackie Robinson and we've done it for so many other people in different arenas, why can we not figure this out for Major League Baseball? That's literally how it started.
How much time did he spend and how did he do it? Was he calling people? Because I know, obviously, if you suffer from ALS, then, you know, you lose the ability normally to talk. Your communication skills become limited. How did he handle this obsession, you know, with terms of the communication as the disease itself progressed?
Yes. You know, early on, you know, last year in 2019, you know, he was still able to speak and, you know, he had lost the ability to actually sing. But he could still speak, and a lot of those were phone calls. And then with COVID coming around the corner, you know, they turned into virtual meetings, and he spent hours. I wish I had the calculation of it, but it was from morning until night. This was his job. This is what he said, I'm going to finish this, and I'm going to see this through. And I think you mentioned earlier, you know, unfortunately, Brian lost his fight to ALS in October, and but the week that he passed, we got just some positive information and found out that this was very likely and that this was going to happen. And so he left this earth knowing that this day was going to come.
Yeah. How old was he when he was diagnosed?
So he would have been 49 when he was diagnosed.
49.
And he lived with it for 4 years, you know, and we continuously said he was beating the odds because, you know, the lifespan expectancy right now is 2 to 5 years. And, you know, we just kept saying every day was another gift because we've got friends who get 6 months sometimes. And he got to fight it for a long time.
How long were you two married?
17 years.
Wow. And you have kids?
We do. We have two boys, 14 and 16. And they played baseball for many years. And then they kind of split off. One went to football, one went to basketball. But we definitely spent many hours looking through baseball cards and him, you know, reminiscing about his time growing up and his obsession with baseball.
Who did he root for when he was younger?
I hate to say this to the other 29 teams, but it was Orioles all day long.
Well, you won't hurt our feelings. We're in Detroit, so they're not in our division.
Yeah.
We're okay. Yeah,
he grew up outside of D.C., so the Orioles, that was his team.
Yeah, and from what I understand, and having read the story, you know, you can't just go to baseball and ask them because baseball just doesn't do that. You know, the MLB, you've got to go to teams, and you've got to get the teams involved. And I understand that there was sort of a breakthrough. There's a couple other people involved as well, but who was sort of the key team that said, "Yeah, we should do this," that started the ball rolling?
Gosh, I don't know. That's a great question. I really don't know who would have been the initial because they really kind of divided and conquered on this. A gentleman named Chuck and Adam both have ALS connections, and they were kind of the three amigos on this who just went out and just started any contacts they could come up with. And Brian was in the music industry, and so, you know, he really started in that angle of anyone that he thought might have a connection through music. And I think they all really did that. They kind of just started with those connections and ended up, you know, pulling it all together through many, many people. You know, I think they're all getting the credit for it, and Brian's getting a lot of the credit for it. But honestly, it took a lot of people to make this happen. Pretty
well,
amazing.
I see that Arizona, Boston, and Minnesota, their owners or team presidents, agreed to email all the rest of the baseball teams, and within minutes, apparently, the responses started coming in, and they all said, "Yeah, why shouldn't we do this?" And finally, it came to pass. Is it safe to say that, you know, I know so many people who have ALS, sadly, and you know, when you can have a passion to do something, sometimes it's a good distraction from otherwise noticing, you know, all that you're losing. Did this become bigger and bigger for him? I mean, did it in the final years of his life, did it give him something that may have even provided, I don't know if hope is too big a word, but, you know, something positive to concentrate on and progress on, as opposed to just say, you know, woe is me?
Yes, and honestly, I mean, I think back, and it really was from day one, Mitch, that he just said, you know, he would always say this, we all have a terminal disease, and that's called life. And it's, what are you going to do with the life you're given and the time you're given? And he just said from day one, I'm going to make a difference. And originally, that difference was through music. And Brian, knowing that he was going to lose his voice, put together an album with the help of many, many very talented songwriters and musicians here in Nashville. And put together an album with his voice singing songs that he had written with others. And that was really what he was using to bring people together and focus on. And then the album was released in 2018. And I told him, I said, okay, you're going to have to learn how to knit or do another hobby because I'm going to need you to be busy. And so this really came, you know, this is really when that idea struck in 2019. And this became that new tool to bring people together and bring awareness to ALS, and that was his goal.
What do you think he would say when if you broke this news to him that, hey, it happened, and June 2nd is going to forever be a day in baseball thanks to your efforts?
Oh my gosh! First of all, he just, tears would be streaming. I mean, happy tears, but. Mm-hmm. you know, he would say that this is the start. This is not, this isn't the last that is going to come from this, that, you know, this is just one way that awareness has to be, you know, out there and get people listening and figuring out, you know, what do we need to do to end this? Because we're losing friends every single day. Yeah. And, you know, we've got to figure this disease out.
Will you and your kids be at a baseball stadium on June 2nd?
We will. Lord willing, we will be at the Orioles game. They're home that day. We've already checked on that. And I would love to take the boys to the Orioles game that night.
Well, I think that would be extremely fitting. And I'm so happy to hear that this happened. I'm so sad that your husband didn't get a chance to see it happen. But it is a great legacy. And I want to thank you for spending a little time with us and talking to us about it.
Well, and thank you so much. And, you know, your name is actually a household name for us. So we've been talking about you and Tuesdays with Maury so much through, you know, throughout this journey. And, you know, we're very appreciative of you for putting those out and letting the world know about Maury's story as well.
Well, I'm glad it could help. Thank you. And we'll look forward to June 2nd together. Appreciate you coming on.
Yes,
Stacey.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Stacey Galantine there, the wife of Brian Galantine. What a beautiful legacy. And it's about time that they did that in baseball. I'm happy that they did.